Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Randall Mac Jackson shares the message titled, Empowered to Empower, Passing the Mantle with Purpose.
Mending every heart.
I worship
waymaker.
Somebody lift your hands and say, Waymaker. Anybody know he's a Waymaker? Miracle worker, promise keeper. That is who you are. Come on, praise team. Take us a little further than that. Anybody know he's a Waymaker? Name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You are a way maker, God. When we thought there was no other way, yes, Lord, you made a way. You are a miracle worker, God. We believe in miracles, God. We believe in signs. We believe in wonders. You are a promise keeper, for the promises of you are yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. That is who you are. Come on, praise team. Take us a little further into that. Let's just do that a little while longer. Everybody lift your hands. Anybody glad that he's a way maker? Miracle worker. Somebody give God a praise. Put those hands together. Give him praise. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, praise team. He is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is a promise keeper. Look at your neighbor and say, that's who he is. Amen. We're good. Thank you, Jesus. We're going right into the word of God, right into the word of God as you continue to stand. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 1 through verse 2. And let me do a disclaimer like I did in the 8 o'clock service. I am not picking on anyone through this message. I don't have nobody in mind. In fact, I didn't share it with the 8 o'clock audience, but I sent this message to Pastor Jackson just to get permission to preach it. And I said to him, I think perhaps you should preach this. I said, it'll be the second half of the year, and perhaps coming from you as the senior pastor would be more appropriate. He said, no, God wants you to preach it. I even said to Sister Regina, I need your help. I may not have a job after this message. She said, Pastor Mac, we got you. She said, I can get some turkey wings for you. I can help you out. I told her all I need is Captain Crunch Crunch Berries. I'm still a kid at heart, y'all. I said, if I could eat cereal every day, I'll be okay. But I know y'all got my back. Amen, by the way. I know y'all got my back, so. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2, verses 1 through verse 2. Timothy, Paul is saying to Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people. And here's where the message will be taken from, who will be able to pass them on to others. Who will be able to pass them on to others. All year long, we've been talking about spiritual empowerment, and it's the year of spiritual empowerment. Today's message is simply empowered to empower, passing the mantle with purpose. Empower, I believe I will. Thank you, Georgette. Empowered to empower, passing the mantle with purpose. Before you take your seat, just look at your neighbor and say, are you ready to pass the mantle? Go ahead and take your seat. Take your seat. I believe God has a word for us. I'm not going to be before you long either, so don't worry about it. I'm going to take my time, though. I'm going to take my time. My brothers and sisters, throughout this year, we have rejoiced in how the Holy Spirit has filled us, gifted us, and how he has called us. We have seen growth and we've seen God at work among us. Now, as we stand in the second half of the year, our question shifts from celebration but towards continuation. It's okay if we celebrate, church, but we are shifting from celebration towards continuation. And our question is, who are we empowering next? Who are we empowering next? We are in a season where spiritual leaders are called to move beyond so many ceremonies. And my prayer is that they move into true mentorship. I told the church at 8 o'clock, I am so sick of all of these ceremonies. Anybody sick of all these ceremonies? And I get it, if that's what you want, but some of them 6-7 hours long just to put a robe on somebody and call him a bishop. And I said, a bishop of what? Used to be a bishop had several in their flocks. I'm going to leave that alone. If what God gave us ends with us, church, then it never fulfilled its purpose. We have to learn how to empower others. True spiritual leadership is not measured by how long we hold the manna, but by how well we pass the manna. Let me say that again. True spiritual leadership is not measured by how long we hold the manna. Many of us want to still hold the manna in our hand, but anybody is ready to pass it. Sometimes you got to pass the manna. Give God a praise if you know that sometimes you just got to pass the manna. Spiritual empowerment is not complete until it flows through us into someone else. We have to learn how to empower somebody else. It's not just about holding power, it's about passing it on, church. But this is the key, with purpose. Anybody ever said, I did it on purpose before? I don't know about you, but some things we have to do it on purpose. It's easy to celebrate what God has done in us, but today we are being challenged to reflect on what he wants to do through others. It's not just about us, it's about others. Titles are meaningful. Yeah, they are meaningful, but transfer is more powerful. Church, let's prioritize empowering the next generation. Let's prioritize about empowering somebody else. And in fact, they're not the church of tomorrow. They are already the church of today. Those that are next door in our youth zone, they're not the church of tomorrow, church. They are the church of today. Anybody thank God for the church of today? God said to me as I was preparing this message, Lisa, that empowerment is not ownership, but it's stewardship. Listen to this. God never gives us the power to keep it, but he gives us the power to cultivate it in some others. He just didn't give us the power to keep it. He gave us the power to cultivate it in others. And when we grasp that empowerment is stewardship, we shift from asking, what can I build up for myself, to who can I build up for God? I'm so sick of selfies. I'm so sick of people posting self things on Facebook. It's my birthday. Please cash app me. I told somebody, Elder Jeff, perhaps they just need to ask somebody, well, lend me $20. That's what I'm really asking for. Y'all gonna like me after I finish. Just because you've been in a position a long time doesn't mean that you have a legacy. I'm going to say that again. Just because you've been in a position a long time doesn't mean that you have a legacy. Longevity is not the same, Elder Cornwell, as legacy. But real legacy is not about how long you stayed. It's about who did you mentor? Who did you witness to? Who did you encourage while you were there? Great leaders are just not remembered for what they did, but they are remembered for who they prepared. I thank God for Bishop Jackson. He prepared us for this. I thank God for Pastor Jackson. He's preparing us for this. One of my favorite authors is John Maxwell, and he stated, and I quote, success is when I add value to myself. But here it is, significance is when I add value to others. Now, are you success or are you significant? Success is me adding value to myself. It's okay to add value to myself, but if I want to be very significant, I'm going to add value to somebody else. The late Dr. Miles Monroe stated, true leaders don't invest in buildings. Jesus never built a building, church. They invest in people. Jesus invested in people. Jesus invested in the homeless. Jesus invested in prostitutes. He invested in those that nobody else wanted to invest in. So let's learn to invest in someone else besides ourselves. Anybody want to invest in others beside yourself? I don't know about you, but I want to be like Jesus. The song says, to be like Jesus, to be like him. Oh, how I long to be like him. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy. Deacon Simmons, you remember that. How I long to be like him. Let me share with you three examples of leaders that were not very successful. Come on, Eli, and testify for us. Eli was a priest. Eli was a judge in Israel. And although he was the mentor to young Samuel, he refused to correct or to replace his corrupt sons. His sons were abusing their position by taking offerings, and they were committing sexual immorality. It's in the Bible, y'all. 2 Samuel 12 through 17 and 22. And although Eli, he did rebuke them, he did not take decisive actions to stop their corrupt behavior. And it led God to lean judgment against his whole household. His sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they died in battle on the same day during a disastrous conflict. They were fighting over the Ark of the Covenant between Israel and Philistine. And on that day, church, a messenger returned from battle and he reported to Eli, both of your sons have already died. Mama, I know you remember this from Sunday school. You're an avid Sunday school attender. And on that same day, the Bible says, when Eli heard, say he was so devastated of their deaths that he fell back in the chair. broke his neck, and he died on that same day. So in one day, two sons and a father died. Don't tell me God won't pass judgment on you. So you be careful of what you do. If God tells you to do something, you do it. And if God has anointed you, let me say that you need to be under the anointing of God. I get sick and tired of everybody coming telling me, God told me this, God told me that. Well, guess what? God got my cell phone number. God knows how to text message me. God knows how to inbox me. I don't need you to send me a text message to tell me God told me to tell you this. God can speak to me himself. And if God said it, then that settles it. Anybody's going to take him at his word? I'm going to take him at his word. I appreciate your anointing. I appreciate God more. So you know what? We have to learn how to take God at his word. Then comes Samuel, and Samuel succeeded Eli, and he became the last judge of Israel, but he was the first line of the prophet. And Samuel was very faithful, church, but he failed to develop faithful successors. Samuel's sons did not always walk in his ways. And Samuel anointed Saul, but he didn't tell Saul that there were some things that Saul needed to correct. If God gives you a word to tell somebody else, make sure again that it's God. So God says, well, Saul, I'm sick of you. I was sick of Eli. Come on, David, do what you need to do. So God went out to a little ruddy old person that worked with stinking sheep and said, I am going to use you. He didn't look like his other brothers. He didn't smell like his other brothers. He wasn't even as tall as his other brothers. But God said, I don't need you to look at his outside. But I'm not judging his outside appearance. But anybody know that God judges the heart? He said, David is the man after my own heart. Come on, David. And when the oil flowed on David, it ran from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. So church, do know that God can use anybody. If he can use David, he can use you. If he can use Solomon, he can use you. If he can use Mary, a young lady who got pregnant and the baby wasn't even from the guy she was engaged to. Come on, somebody. You know how we would have been talking. If he could use a teenager that got pregnant out of wedlock and produce a Messiah, look at somebody and say, then he can use me too. Somebody ought to give God a praise for using you. I don't know about you, but I thank God for using you. Let's look at our text. Let's look at our text, and then we'll be wrapping this up and we'll be going home. Timothy, in this book of Timothy, Paul says to Timothy some important words, and Timothy was a spiritual son of Paul. His mother was a believer, his grandmother was a believer, and the scripture says that his father was a Greek, so perhaps he was an unbeliever. Timothy was a very timid-acting young man, and he was very quiet. He had a meek and humble spirit. Timothy, I don't know about you, but I thank God for some Timothys in my life. You don't need everybody to be real loud around you. Sometimes you need somebody to come to you with a soft, still voice. Thank you, Sister Wanda, for that conversation this morning. And say, perhaps it needs to be done this way. Perhaps it needs to be done that way. Anybody thank God for people with soft, still voices that can come to you and that can tell you? Timothy was not just a student of Paul, but he was a trusted companion of Paul. He traveled with Paul through some of the most challenging mission fields. He was going to Saluda. He was going to Corinth. He was going to Thessalonica. I was thinking about some young Timothys, modern day Timothys. He was going to Hopkins. He was going to East Stover. He was going to something. Anywhere you lead me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Amen. He was following Paul, but get this, church. He was faithful. He listened to Paul. And although Timothy was not loud and boastful, he was powerful. Timothy was willing to serve as Paul's assistant. And look at this. Timothy was not just a student of Paul, but he was his trusted companion. And Timothy was in the background. And because he was in the background, Paul took all of the credit. Sometimes you have to learn how to push those that are ahead of you. You don't always have to take credit for everything. I've always said, and my wife can tell you, I will follow my pastor anywhere, because my motto is I'll follow him as he follow Christ. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So, church, empowerment is not always about being out front. Empowerment is not always about standing behind the pulpit preaching. It's about having a presence somewhere. It's about having the courage to stand up when others would sit down and say, no, you can't do this. It's about being willing to speak up when somebody says, shut your mouth, you gotta be quiet. True empowerment does not retreat when the storm comes. It shows up, it stands firm, and it presses forward. Let me tell you this, age is not a barrier to being empowered. God often calls young people to do what he needs to do. Young people, 45 and younger, God has a work for you to do. You don't have to be 50 and over just to be used by God. Jesus was 33 when he died on the cross. So if God can use a young man from Nazareth to save this world from their sins, surely he can use you. So Timothy may not have been bold. He may not have shared Paul's boldness for speaking out loud, but he was powerful. He was empowered by Paul. And check this out. Timothy had Paul's spirit. Young people, if you don't learn nothing else, learn how to have the spirit of those that you know are spiritual. You don't have to talk like them. You don't have to dress like them. You don't have to look like them. You don't have to wear chapel veils like they used to do. Say amen, somebody. You don't have to wear hats like the church mothers do. I love y'all, and I love your hats. But imitate the way they live, for they are spiritual. For they have been with God. Learn how to appreciate their experience. Learn how to say, God, I thank you for what they've gone through. Many of them have lost husbands. Many of them have lost children. Many of them have been told, no, you can't do this. But look at them now. Don't they look good? They are still in church. They have been empowered to empower others. I'm going to share three insights, and then I'm going to take my seat. First insight, and you don't have to worry about taking pictures. We have a QR code that we can download them now. Say amen, somebody. Thank you, media staff. Y'all are rock stars. Three key insights. The first insight is we are empowered for a purpose. Anybody know you empowered for a purpose? Acts 1 and 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, the problem is everybody want to stay in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where the church is. Jerusalem is, if you will, where the conventions are held. Jerusalem is the 1,000-person attendee. Nobody wants to go to Judea. Everybody want to preach in Jerusalem. Let me say this to all preachers. You may never get a chance to preach in Jerusalem, but you can go to some widow's house and cut their grass like a Pastor Lawson used to do. You may never, ever get a chance to preach in Jerusalem, but you can go minister to a mother like Mother Betty Samuel, who's homeridden, that can't do for herself. You can go and minister to someone in the hospital. Don't ever say my ministry is not effective because I don't preach in Jerusalem. Perhaps God wants you to go to Judea. Say amen, somebody. Perhaps God wants you to move beyond Jerusalem and go to Judea. And then look at what he says, and you shall be my witnesses throughout Judea and in Samaria. Elder Jeff, I'm convinced that nobody wants to go to Samaria. Jesus went to Samaria and he told the disciples to go do something else, Elder Cornwell, when he had, Elder Sarah, the scripture says he had to go through Samaria. Well, why don't we want to go through Samaria? Because Samaria is where the nobodies live. Samaria is where the hood is, if you will. Samaria is where the dope addicts are. Come on, somebody. Samaria is where the prostitutes are hanging out on the corner. Samaria is where they are still drinking vodka and orange juice. Some of y'all still drinking it. I'm gonna leave that alone. Samaria, come on, give me some soft music. I'm not gonna tune up. Samaria is where we need to be. Jesus said to the woman at the well in Samaria what she did. She told her about her past mistakes. But look at this, church. But he corrected her in love. He didn't beat her over the head. He didn't hikamaka over her. He didn't condemn her at all, but he corrected her. Some of us need to go to Samaria so we are empowered for a purpose. The Holy Spirit impacts us to impact others. The scripture says, and you shall be my witnesses. It didn't say you shall be Bible Way witnesses. It didn't say you shall be Church of Our Lord witnesses, Church of God in Christ witnesses, but you shall be my witnesses. Point number two, we are empowered to multiply. Thank you, Elder Jeff. I received that word. We are empowered to multiply. Look at what Paul told Timothy. You have heard me teach these things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Somebody say many witnesses. That's multiplication, y'all. Now teach these truths to other, and here it is, trustworthy people. Paul didn't say teach it to everybody. He said, but teach it to other trustworthy people. You better make sure that you can trust those that you're teaching. And then here's where our message is taken from. Who will be able to pass it on to others? We are not the finish line of God's work. We are just a link in the chain. I'm going to say that again. We are not the finish line of God's work. We are just a link in the change. Thank you, Mother Jackson. I told the church this at 8 o'clock. At 62 years old, she said, I'm going to pass it on to someone else. And she laid her hands on Pastor Willie Mae Jackson as the first lady of Bible Way Church. Thank you, Bishop Jackson, at 68 years old. He says, I'm ready to pass it on. He could have said, no, I'll just wait until I'm 80 years old. God forbid. Or he could have said, I'll just wait until I'm die. There are some folks that die in office and the church die along with them. But at 68 years old, Bishop Jackson laid hands on Pastor Jackson and he said, I'm ready to pass it on. Church, we got to be ready to pass it on. We cannot be spiritual consumers, but we must become spiritual contributors. That's worth saying again. We can't just be spiritual consumers. We want to consume everything I get. But I don't know about you, but I promised God I want to be a contributor. I don't want to be a consumer only. I want to soak up the word. I want to soak up his presence. And the presence of the Lord, the scripture says, is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. But I want to be able to be a spiritual contributor also. And we're going to do our last key insight as you stand. Our last key insight says, we are empowered by the fruit. God told me to slow this down, not just the fire. We are empowered by the fruit, not just the fire. What do you mean, Pastor Mac? Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind. Look at your neighbor and say, this kind. This kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience. Let me stop right there. Next Tuesday, July 15th, we're going to hear about patience. In fact, next Sunday, you're going to hear about patience. Pastor has already outlined Tuesday nights and Sunday sermons on patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I thank God for the fire. Deacons, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. But I thank God even more for the fruit. I thank God that my father taught me how to be kind. My father taught me how to be gentle. He taught me to love others. He said, Mac, whatever you do, live peaceably with all men. He didn't teach me how to speak in tongue, y'all. He taught me how to be patient. He taught me how to be good to my wife. He taught me how to be faithful to my wife. He didn't teach me how to hikamasha every time we come to church. He didn't teach me how to huck and buck every time we hear a beat. But he taught me the fruit. The scripture says, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Church, we have to learn how to be empowered by our fruit, not by our fire. I'm going to say this, and I'm not throwing off on anyone. Gifting draw crowds, but character develop leaders. Gifting draw crowds, but character develop leaders. Beyonce, if we had announced that she was coming this Sunday, this church would be jam-packed next door, across the street, down the street, would have been jam-packed. And I'm not saying that she is not a person with character. But the Bible says gifts and callings come without repentance. Don't be willing to draw a crowd, but be willing to develop somebody else. We have to learn how to stop teaching people about speaking in tongues so much, and teach them joy. Teach them love. Teach them long-suffering. Teach them self-control. Church, gifts can fill a room, but only fruit can change a room. I'm going to say that again. Gifts can fill a room. If we had announced that somebody was going to be here, a well-known gospel singer, this place would be jam-packed. But if we had announced that we're going to talk about gentleness, it would be probably the same crowd that's here today. And we thank God for you. Before you hand over a microphone, teach somebody how to walk in love. Before you teach them how to take this platform, teach them how to be gentle. And young people, let me flip the script. And I know I've been talking about young adults a whole lot, but young people, you have to learn how to be teachable also. You have to learn how to walk in the anointing that these mothers walk in. You have to know how to bear the crushing. If you want Dior, Regina, you know we say this all the time. They got Dior. And what do you mean by that, Pastor Meg? Sometimes the young folks mean that they got the anointing. But if you want the Dior that these mothers got, you got to go through the suffering that they had to go through. You got to go through what they have to go through. You got to learn how to be crushed sometimes. Anybody know that you had to be crushed to get that anointing? You don't know what Regina had to go through to get that anointing that she has. She told you about her mother. She's there every day to take care of her. Before we give somebody a title, we got to teach them the fruit of the Spirit. Somebody just lift your hands and say, teach us, Lord, teach us. Empowering the next generation means grounding them in godly character. And the next generation, don't rush the process. Take it from me. Do not rush the process. For what God has for you is for you. It's going to happen. And know that it will happen. But trust God and let him work in his own timing. The promises of God are yes and amen. And Deacon Simmons, if he did it for Bishop Jackson, if he did it for your grandmother, Mother Simmons, if he's doing it for Pastor Jackson, then he's going to do it for Nita. Then he's going to do it for your granddaughters. He's going to do it for your grandsons. Anybody know that God will do the same thing for your children that he did for you? I just believe in God's promises. Everybody lift your hands. And here's what I want to do. I did this at 8 o'clock, and God told me to do it again at 11. Everybody 45 and younger, meet us at the altar. Everybody that's in this place, 45 and younger, meet us at the altar. Come on, Elder Madison. In fact, you stand right there in the middle. You represent the clergy. Thank you. Everybody 45 and younger, meet us at this altar. Come on, praise team. Take us into our altar song. The Spirit is saying it's time to give some things away. Look at them. Media, can we get this? Come on, let's look at them. I give myself. Turn up the lights. Turn up the lights. Yeah. I appreciate it. But we need the lights up for this. I give myself. Y'all come on up. Everybody, come on up. Look at all these 45 and younger. Everybody 46 and older need to thank God. Look at this. Don't tell me these young people don't come to church. Jesus. I give myself. Look at them. They're still coming from the balcony. Ooh, Jesus. Media, I'm sorry. I know y'all like to have the lights down, but I want the lights up for this. I'm sorry. Try to capture it as much as you can. I want us to see what's going on. Yes, Lord. They still coming, y'all. They're still coming. 45 and younger. Yes, Lord. I give myself away. Yes. So you can use me. Do the verse, Regina. Everybody at the altar, lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, my life, Lord. Y'all, come on up. Come on up. Yes, Lord. Your desire. Somebody say, I give myself away. We ought to thank God for all of these young people at this altar. Come on, give God a praise for these young people. I give myself away. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give myself away. So you can use me. Y'all sing soft. Don't do the second verse yet. Everybody 46 and older, stand in the aisle if you can. If you can't, stay there at your seat. Everybody 46 and older, stand in the aisle. And God told me to do this demonstration. Yes, Lord. Now, to those of you 45 and younger, do me a favor, turn around and look at those 46 and older. 46 and older, lift your hands and say to 45 and younger, we believe in you. We got your back. You may be different, but you are still empowered by God. Now everybody turn back around and give God a praise. Young adults, we believe in you. You're gonna be different. You're gonna wear earrings. So what? You're gonna dress different than me. So what? You're gonna wear short pants to church on Sundays. So what? You're gonna have cornrows in your hair. As a man, so what? And guess what? Just like 46 and older made mistakes, you too will make mistakes. So what? Truth be told, some of them were pregnant before they got married too. If we tell the truth, some of them were on drugs too. Some of them were on alcohol too. But God says, on this day, half a year is gone. Hallelujah. On this first Sunday in July, it's time to give yourself away so God can use me. Let's do the second verse, Regina. Take my heart. Somebody, hallelujah, take my heart. As a living sacrifice. Anybody want God to take your all my dreams? Young people, you got some dreams. All my plans. Lord, I place them. Yes, Lord. I give myself away. Give myself away. So you. Yes, when I give myself. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give myself. will say yes. Everybody lift your hands and say yes. Yes. Anybody just say yes to Lord. Not my will, God. Your will be done. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. One more time and we'll say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jeff, I'm gonna need the staff to help with this. For each 45 and younger, you find a 46 and older, and you ask them to serve as your mentor. And when you can't get in contact with nobody else, you can contact that mentor. If nothing else, just to pray the prayer of faith for you. You look back and you say, after you leave this altar, I need you to serve as my mentor. And I believe with all of my heart, Mama, that we won't ever have to worry about membership again because we are concerned about mentorship. God said to me, put away those worries about membership. But focus on membership. Focus on mentorship. Come on, somebody. We'll say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. With uplifted hands, everybody. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for empowered to empower. Passing the manna with purpose. God, we thank you for those that are 45 and younger. We thank you for their desire to be a follower of Christ. Lord, although they may be different, they're still one of yours. God, please let them know that they don't have to do what we did. They have to do what you instruct them to do. We thank you for those that are 46, God, and older. We thank you for their wisdom. We thank you for their anointing, for the experiences that they've gone through. Now, God, we ask that you bless those that are here. Perhaps there's someone that's praying for something and they just don't believe it can be done. Open up their heart in the name of Jesus. God, we believe it shall be done, for this is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody that loved the Lord said amen, amen, amen. Pastor Lawson is going to come and take us further into our altar up here.
Amen. Empowered to be.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. we invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us.
To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Empowered to Empower, Passing the Mantle with Purpose, please call us at 803-776-1238 and reference sermon number 070625. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 070625. Saturday, July 26, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., all students in the 8th through 12th grades and their parents are invited to attend the Envisioning Your Purpose Seminar on the campus of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina. This event is free to registered students and parents. Sessions will include presentations on Medicare, engineering, professional job certifications, and much more. To attend this free event to jumpstart your professional future, please register at eyp2025.eventbrite.com. That's eyp2025.eventbrite.com. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.